Carl Jung said, "Awaken and shine your light for others to follow. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." This is an invitation to move differently in the world, to operate from a place of deep knowing and alignment. I'm Adrienne McDonald, and welcome to the Source Code Podcast. Let's dive in. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back, or welcome if it's your first time. We're still dancing through my birthday month and a bunch of pollen. Lots of sneezing going on in my house. Lots of sneezing. I think this is one of the worst allergy seasons I've had in a while. Grab your coffee or your favorite tea, and let's get into what the muse has for us today. I recorded a great conversation episode on imposter syndrome this week, and it's in editing right now, so that will drop next Friday. In the meantime, I received a couple of questions and comments on the last episode, and I thought it would be helpful for me to go over what I consider another core piece of human design. Last week, I talked about authority and type and strategy, and today I'm going to talk about profile lines. If you haven't grabbed your free chart, you can go to my website, link is in the show notes, because that'll help make this episode more meaningful for you. Before we start, though, I'd like to give a shout-out thank you for all the great feedback I got on last week's episode. People were very curious. And also about my guest spot on the Shaman Talk podcast with Rhonda McCrimmon. If you've been listening for a while, you know I'm in Celtic shamanic practitioner training, and Rhonda's my teacher, and we talked about how my training has affected my business, which is ongoing for me for sure. If you haven't heard that episode, go check the Shaman Talk podcast out. It was quite fun. Now, someone asked last week if human design is a belief system, and I mean, no, the person that came up with this, Ra, was pretty clear on, here's some information, experiment with it. And Richard Rudd, who came up with the Gene Keys after he studied with Ra, said the same thing. Take this information, contemplate it, experiment with it. And from my point of view, that's the only way it works, because merely intellectualizing it, you're just not going to see a change. Take what resonates, leave the rest. I mean, that's pretty much my thing with most teachings. And I got another question was like, are you a human design reader? Well, I've been in business for over 10 years now, and I've taken a lot of trainings, so many trainings, some of which I don't even actually use because I didn't resonate with I'll use an example. I've got a EFT, the tapping certification. I never use that because I don't resonate with that particular modality. I think human design is a great tool, but it's not the only tool I use. And there are people out there that human design is the only thing that they do, and chart reading is the only thing that they do. And that's fantastic because that's what they want to do. If I'm working with someone, yes, I read their chart, but that's not the only tool I use, nor is it my singular focus. I think it's fantastic. I've seen a lot of great results in utilizing it. But as you'll find out in a couple of minutes of why it's probably not the only thing I use. So let's get into profile. In human design, our profiles are, on your chart, it's the two numbers. It tells us a lot about what you're here to do in this life. These numbers are all about the archetypes of like our personality. And the profile is taken from the line of quality from your conscious sun and earth. And it's important to note that, okay, so the first line in your profile, and in the chart it'll say you're a 1-3 or a 3-5 or a 2, you know, 2-6, you know, just look at your chart. The first number, you're probably going to resonate more with it because it's conscious personality. And you're just like, oh, yeah, I see that in myself. The second number in your profile is your unconscious body. And sometimes people get a little more surprised about that. It's because it's, you know, it's running in the background. And it really depends on, I think how much deep reflectiveness you've done, like how much you've cultivated self-awareness you've been working on. That second one's like what your body needs to operate in the world really well. So when Ra came out with this system, he said it's been said that he really wanted to like shock people, like really get into their heads. And since I've been studying this, I've really come to the conclusion that he named some of the things he did to do exactly that. And because he wanted people to really take a look at their shadow side. And since most of the people that I work with have done some work in that area, some have done a lot of work in that area, sometimes I find myself using, like, I have my own labels for things or little names for things. So as I'm going through those, I'm going to use like what is out there about human design, like the OG names. But of course I'm going to give you my own commentary. I mean, and I'm a 3-5, and that, as I say, I'm going to give you my own commentary. That is very, very 3 thing to do. But there are 6 numbers in the archetypes. And remember, you have 2 of these in combination. Okay. Sorry, line 1. Line 1 is the investigator. Or sometimes I think of this as like the researcher or the scientist type. Because the line 1 is all about research, digging in, investigation. It's like I need all the information so that I can build a stable foundation. That is a very line 1 thing to do. And in order for them to, if you're line 1, you want all that information so you can build that foundation so you can feel safe. And line 1s want to have a very deep understanding of something. So if something catches their eye and they're into it, like they're going to go really, 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 really deep. Now, how this works out, like in relationships, like they're not going to be an instantaneous, like clingy, add-on person. Like that's not them. They want to take, and I think this is in all relationships, not just romantic. They want to take their time knowing a person. They want to ask a lot of questions. So they can ascertain of, okay, do I really want you in my sphere or not? Now, I can make an argument that all of us need to do that or should be doing that. But I think with line 1s, it's just natural for them to do that. And I should have said in the beginning, if you look at your human design charts, there's a bunch of numbers on the left and there's a bunch of numbers on the right. And you'll see like 17.3 or 58.6. So all of us have all of these lines somewhere in our chart, but your profile is like that is what you are at your core, okay? So if some of the things that I'm saying about each of these lines resonate with you, that's not shocking. It depends on, you know, how many of those you have in your chart elsewhere. But your profile is like your main thing, okay? So line two is the hermit. Now, I've also heard this called the natural one. And someone with this line in their profile is there's something that they do that they're just a natural genius at, that they can't even figure out why other people can't do this as easily as they can, because whatever it is, they're so good at it, it just comes out. And they generally want a lot of time alone because they want to perfect that. They're all about mastery of whatever that is. And it could be more than one thing, right, throughout their lifetime. Now, line 2 is also a line of projection, which means that people around them are going to be, will notice them. And because they take notice of them, they will go, hey, you're really good at this thing. Oh, I see this, you do this really well. Why don't you do that more? Why don't you do that more for me? Which the hermit is usually like, I just want to be left alone to do my thing. But at some point when they get more comfortable in their in their design, they're like, okay, I hear you. And if it works for me, I will go and do this thing. But it's super important for them to listen to their type and strategy and authority to know if it's really them that wants to do the thing. If it is, then, you know, they'll answer the call, so to speak. But they're usually have the cycle between I'm shy and I'm bashful to here I am to do the thing. It really depends on who they're with. That their circle of friends is super important, because although they want to be alone to do their thing, that can be with other people as long as they feel like they're in their safe space and they're, you know, that no one's gonna like push on them too much. When you have a line of projection, which 2 and 5 are projection lines, people are always putting their expectations on you, even more so than like the other lines. So you'll feel that heat, which is why it's really important for you to know like your type, strategy, and authority, because it helps you manage that a lot better, because that's why you're not absorbing more than you're here to do. So line 3, I'm a line 3. So line 3, and when I read this, I was like, seriously? Because Ra called this the martyr, and I'm like, who the hell wants to be that? But I like to call this the experimenter. So someone with a 3 in their profile is here to do a lot of experimenting to experience life. We don't do well if you just tell us the information. We need to actually do the trial and error, which is probably the reason why I'm an experiential learner, right? Like, I need to get my hands in it and like go through the process before I will retain a whole lot of information. We tend to do a lot of failing because we do like to experiment so much. And people will look at us sometimes and go, God, you're so resilient. And it's just because we that's how we learn. And we also are the ones that you go to and go, hey, you might not want to do it that way because I did it these 15 different ways and this, you might benefit from this insight. And that's what we're really here to do, is to give insight through personal experiences that we've had. It's like, yeah, I've done all the things, right? Like, this could be a shortcut for you. And when we're done with something, we're done. And we're done very quickly. And this constant, I guess, trial and error of things, or this constant experiment, can be kind of rough on relationships at times. It doesn't mean that, but I think that if you don't have a lot of awareness around this and your partner doesn't understand, you can be in for a lot of roller coastering in your relationships. And I have had a lot of roller coastering in my relationships for multiple reasons, but it's like, oh, okay, this is just me riding this wave. Right? And that awareness can make all the difference, and that can be all the difference, like, if you communicate that with your partner. So, good information to have. But in any type of relationship, and this includes in work as well, because I've really saw this looking back in my work life, is threes need a lot of space and a lot of freedom. And, because we're looking at it a lot of different things, and we like to try a lot of different things, and we don't like to be put in a cage. So a lot of freedom in the job, a lot of freedom around personal relationships. That's how that profile line works. All right, so line 4. It's another one I'm looking at. I'm like, what? The opportunist. Now, some people will take that negatively, some people will take that positively, but I call this one the networker. The 4th line is all about community and networking. And they've probably, like, these are the types of people that have never met a stranger, but also not surface level. They want to get to know you at a deeper level. And it's all about that continuous flow of connection. So they're not someone that would be likely to quit a job without having something lined up in its place. They want to go from one thing to another in continuous flow. It's got to be something in place, something ready to go, something that in the community and network allows a person to like transition into that next phase, into something new. So their friends are super important. Their community is super important. Their standards are usually higher. Like if you want to play in my ball field, then you got to be like an A-list player. That's because this is their source of security. It's their source of opportunity. So they're all about cultivating and attracting deep relationship. So line five, another fantastic one, the heretic. And I am also a line five. So this is the truth bomb teller, the one that delivers practical advice, practical guidance, and it's another projection line. So it's often viewed by others as like Mighty Mouse, like here I come to save the day. And it's about leadership and guiding others with, like I said, practical wisdom. Now, because this is a projected line, which means other people will often project their problems onto this line, expecting them to be Mighty Mouse, that can be challenging. You know, on one hand, that's what we're designed to do as fives. We're here to solve problems, but we're here to solve the problems we want to solve, not the ones that people project onto us. Again, this is where your type and your authority and strategy come into play. And that can lead to some hurt feelings. And I found that a lot of fives are like have recovering savior complexes because everybody around them comes to expect them to save the day. And this is like, I saw this in work. Like I could pull miracles off one after the other and it was never enough. And what happens is if you're doing something as a five and you're performing that miracle, and you're not getting, you don't feel, you know, like it's being appreciated, that can cause burnout really, really quick. So boundaries are super important with a five. Know them, love them, use them. It can also work in the reverse. Fives can project onto others like it's all their fault. Like not, you know, if they're in the shadow, they're just pushing accountability off. And generally, if you're a five, the work that you do, it's being seen because it's a projected line. You're here to be seen. You're here to be projected on. You're project outward, and to guide others. But the other interesting part about this line is most people will think that they know you significantly better than they actually do. So it's really important for you to be clear on who you are internally so that you can navigate that landscape. And then we come down to line six, the role model or mentor, as I call it. Now, sixth line is a mutable profile, and it's super interesting. I haven't met too many sixes, I don't think. Probably more than I've flipped back through my mental Rolodex, probably more than I originally would have thought. So sixes sort of go through three phases in life, okay? The first 30 years, they pretty much act like a line three. They're all about experimentation. So from like 0 to 30 years old, it's a lot of like experimentation, trial and error. And that can seem like challenging because again, that's a lot of rejection, a lot of failure, a lot of lessons learned, right? So a lot of bonds being broken and made, a lot of experiences. And then the second phase is like from 30 to 50. And that's when this line really pulls in and starts going into observation and tweaking mode. And it's like you took the first 30 years and you're like, okay, all right, I'm trying to make sense of this. I'm tweaking some stuff. And they start looking at patterns in others as well. And then the final phrase is around 50 years old. And that's when, like, they really come into their own from a role model or mentor standpoint. Like, you have all of this wisdom, and people are just gravitating towards you in that, like, as you start to enter in that third stage. So life gets better and better because it's like you're going through all these trials and experimentations, and you're, and then you go into the tweaking, and then you go into the, all right, people, here you go. Here's what the real deep, deep wisdom is. So those are some of the basics of the lines. There's so much more in depth when you look at your, like, your profile in combination, and then especially in combination of type, strategy, and authority. But this gives you a little starting point, little reflection. Like I said, I don't like to, like, put the fire hose on about human design because it's such a complex system. And this is about experimenting. And if you don't experiment with it, you don't internalize, you don't embody it, then it's just another, you know, something that you've said, oh, that's interesting, and then you move on. So for the reflective question of the week, coupled with what you learned last week, you know, do you feel like you're moving in alignment? Can you see some opportunities for experimenting? Because most people can. Like, I, even as I wake up today, I'm like, oh, you know, I could tweak this a little bit, or I could try this a little bit. And we're human, right? We're not going to be 100% in alignment with anything all the time. So, in the coming weeks, you'll be able to purchase a more detailed chart from the website. That's something that we're working on. If you want to go deeper, that's something that's perfect to bring into an illumination session, which is a one-on-one session with me on a very specific something you want to work on, because it's outside of a program. Those are usually 60, 90 minutes long, and then there's Voxer support for 2 weeks, and those are $444. I do a limited number of those per month, so if you're interested, send an email. Link's in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening. I am happy to connect on social media. Tend to be on IG, Threads, Facebook, and LinkedIn more than anywhere else. And remember to find beauty every day and seek the magic in the mundane. Thank you for listening to the Source Code Podcast. If you found this episode insightful and feel moved to, please leave a review and share it out with those you believe will find it helpful. You can check out my website for more information at www.adrianmcdonald.com. And for more of my more regular musings, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and LinkedIn. I hope you have a beautiful week.